A word for you from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, the first part. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. You should recognize this portion of Scripture as one of the greatest and favorite verses that preachers would use during Christmas time, because here is one of the many Old Testament prophecies of the coming of the Savior. And here it refers specifically to the Savior being a child and a son. Isn't it wonderful that it says, "For unto us a child is born"? God has put his words into the mouth of Isaiah, saying that those who live in gloom and anguish and great darkness, the one who is coming will bring a great light and will shine his light upon them, and they will rejoice. And now we are given specifics regarding the Savior. He is to be the child born unto us. You see, if it had to refer to them, it might seem too distant for God's people to grasp. But if it says unto us, it's very specific. And of course it means unto you. You can change the words if you want, and you are not defiling Scripture. It's perfectly acceptable to say, "For to me a child is born, for to me a son is given." God always wants Scripture to be taken very, very personally, not in a general sense, but personally. So if it says in the New Testament, the favorite John chapter 3 verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave us his son," etc., you should take that personally as well and say, "For God so loved me that he gave his son." Now, if you don't do that, you'll find yourself always with a sense of exclusion, without a personal wonder and awe and gratefulness to God that the Son of God has been given for me. And of course, it's not just so that I can stare at a little baby in the manger, but so that I receive personally for myself all that Christ came to do. As it says in verse 4, "The yoke of my burden broken, removed, the staff upon my shoulder removed, the rod of my oppressor broken as on the day of Midian." That is what the child has come to do. That is what the Son has come to do for you.